Blog Talk Radio.
Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Happy Memorial Day. Thank you to all of the amazing and brave men and women who served for our country. We are thankful, blessed, and honoring you today. Crown Talk listeners, we have a few announcements prior to our special guest of the evening. Have you always wanted to represent your state, region, or country? Well, Miss Universe V International is in Oz with you. It's time for you to ease on down the road to Miss Universe V website and secure your state title today. To learn more, please visit www.missuniverzv.wixsite.com/UNIVERZV. Or you can email universev@gmail.com or call 470-485-3919. I would like to congratulate all the Miss American Coed Florida newly crowned title holders. We loved having the remarkable Bailey Crawford through Miss Florida Teen 2016 and Catherine for taking over our Snapchat and showing all the fun and exciting things happening at MAC pageants. If you want to attend MAC state or national, please visit either gocoed.com or macpageants.com. Well, Crown Talk fans, I am so excited to announce that Taylor Baines, your 2017 World Universal Girl, my sister queen, and one of my dearest friends. To learn more about Taylor, you may visit our social media site. Hey, Taylor.
Hi.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I'm so excited to have you on the show. We have a lot of questions that's going on and a few people calling in, so I'm going to go on and jump right into these questions.
Okay.
So from New York City, they've asked, as a dance major and having a passion for dance, what keeps you motivated throughout the years to keep dancing?
I would definitely say, since in the past I have been injured, I sprained my ankle in ninth grade. It was very tragic. I thought it was the end of my life, honestly. But, you know, looking up to Misty Copeland, who's one of the greatest dancers right now with American Ballet Theatre, she injured herself and she made a big comeback, including marketing herself with mini athletic wear. And I feel that to have a goal to keep going, because it is hard and nothing is easy in life right now. So I would definitely say just making sure you have that right goal for you to keep reaching towards and to also have that good backup plan.
She is a wonderful role model. I absolutely love her. She is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she's the best. I love her.
Yes. Well, from Miami, Florida, they've asked, what has been your favorite volunteer opportunity?
My favorite volunteer opportunity would definitely be going to the Ronald McDonald House in Orlando, Florida. I've been twice, in October and also in May of this year. I went with my Our Little Miss family, my Florida's Our Little Miss family, and it was amazing because we gave them all of our tabs from our cans. We donated that. We also cooked for them. I think we cooked different types of lasagna. And we got a tour of their new facility, which was awesome. They are it's a very beautiful facility, and they're very welcoming. And I would say if you get a chance to volunteer with any place, it would be Ronald McDonald House, because they're very nice people, and they work hard for helping others.
That's exquisite, and you had an impeccable time. And to add on to what you were saying, if you do want to volunteer at Ronald McDonald House, you may visit their website at www.rmhc.org, or you can visit some of their social media sites. I know one of them is on their Twitter account. It's RMHC Global, and they have all the happening news and things and ways that you can get involved by helping an individual or many people at Ronald McDonald House. Our next question comes from Denver, Colorado. Beth said, in your bio, it says that you teach social dances at Schultzbacher Center for Women and Children. How did they react to you coming?
They were definitely really excited because the majority of them only go to school and go back to their center so they can have their dinner and be back in time for their curfew. And so when you have other people who are actually, like, of course, like, as privileged as others right now with TV and everything, they don't really know what social dances are going on right now in the world. And they're very surprised that these, like, new dances are coming out, and they got a chance to really learn some of them so they could show their friends at school that they, you know, that they're not left out and that they know what's going on. And it felt very comforting to know that they really enjoyed it while I was there.
Well, it's definitely immaculate that you take time out of your schedule to make sure that everybody knows what's going on in the world as far as the upcoming happening dance news that's happening. So different things like that, it's really immaculate that you're doing that.
I really enjoy it.
Well, that's good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to take a moment to thank one of our official sponsors, McFormis Bell University, for their quintessential support. We are still live with Taylor Bang, your 2017 World Universal Girl. Well, right now we're going to take a little break, and we are going to take a few of our callers. So we're going to start with caller number 20. Hello?
Hello, is that me?
Yes, how are you?
Hey there.
And who are we speaking with?
I am Christine Jump. I am actually one of Taylor's mentors, and I am just so proud of her, and I just think it is incredible that you guys are having her on the radio. She's such an inspiration to other young girls, and she's making me so proud listening to her on the radio right now. Hey, honey. You're doing awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And did you have a question maybe for her?
I don't really think I have a question. I just think that I hope that the listeners are really listening to everything that she's saying. She's a remarkable young woman, and it's important for young girls especially to have somebody to be able to look up to. And just like a lot of young girls do, like Taylor said, like she looks up to Misty Copeland. And I hope that a lot of young girls are really listening to this and going to be looking up to Taylor the same way. She is a remarkable young girl. She got into a very difficult college with Sonny Purchase, and it's one of the, you know, U.S. World News and Reports said it's like one of the top 10 liberal colleges in the nation. And she's a dance major, and she's very smart. And, you know, she's doing so much out in her community. And I really hope that other young girls, you know, are looking at her as a role model, too. She's just absolutely amazing.
Oh, about to cry.
Well, you're awesome. I stayed up really late to listen to you. I'm very proud. It's way past my bedtime, but I didn't want to miss it.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing some inspiration about Taylor and just being one of her number one fans. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. I will go back to listening to the radio.
Okay, you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Taylor, we're going to keep some of those questions coming. From Malibu, California, they said, could you tell me a little more about the Our Little Miss Scholarship Competition?
Definitely. This competition, they provide an outlet, and they also recognize beautiful and talented people around the world. So not only if you're from USA or Canada or Kenya, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. They they allow anyone to come and compete. And right now, since I am coming towards the end of my reign, which is I'll be heading to Worlds, and it's in July, and so I feel like they still are having openings for anyone who would like to compete. They're a very nice family, and their motto is it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And they actually like instill that into every single contestant that's there. You have a fun time at every single competition, and they make sure that you have a shoulder to lean on throughout the whole process as you're reigning with them. So, yeah.
I definitely agree with Taylor because I was one of their queens recently, and we reigned together. I was on beauty court, but we really had a wonderful time going to the different competitions, being able to meet different contestants, but also helping them through their process as they were growing and going from state or regional straight to world, whether it was World Official or World Beauty. So it really is a home for a lot of individuals. And if you want to go to their website and sign up today, it is www.ourlittlemiss.com. It is a wonderful scholarship competition, and they teach you so many life skills that you will carry on for the rest of your life.
And I believe they also have a Facebook page, and they do daily awards for people.
Those dawns are amazing.
Yeah, they have a lot of awards for a lot of people to just like compete in right now. It's really fun. They really look after you, and they make sure you're okay throughout the whole process because they know it's hard to keep up with going to different states throughout your reign, and they always check in and make sure you're okay, which is like the best thing about them. And once you're finished with your reign, you can still always come back and talk to them. Like, they're just your family forever now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is one big happy family. That's the best part about it. So we're going to keep moving on with some of those questions, Taylor. You competed in Community Forum during Worlds in Reno, Nevada this past summer. And may I say, audience, that Community Forum is where they speak about what's going on in the world, what's going on maybe in CNN, maybe with the presidential things that's going on, or maybe that's just going on social media. So it's just kind of knowing what's going on in the world. You competed in Community Forum during Worlds in Reno, Nevada this past summer. What were your thoughts going into this process, and how did you handle each question that was given to you?
Well, when I first found out about it, I was actually very confused because I didn't know what it was at first. And then my director sat me down, and she basically just told me all about it and that you're basically on the stage and people are allowed to watch you. It's like a regular interview, but people are allowed to watch you. And so I got nervous because, honestly, I don't like talking in front of a lot of people. But it's gotten, better, over the years. But she said political, and I was like, okay, political. We're good then. So I watched the news a lot. I mean, I already watched the news, daily because that's a really good thing. You need to keep your eye on the news because it's a lot of stuff changing right now in our world. And then I social media, and I made sure, I downloaded every single network there is for my app just to get updates daily. And then my grandpa, who's always watching the news about the White House or anything, he always gave me updates when I needed it. And so I was relaxed in a bit because I was just like, okay, they also want to get to know you at that moment. And also I was just like, okay, I'm a little bit nervous too because I don't want to say something that's wrong and not that's not right. So I basically tried to stay neutral, but I also tried to just make sure I'm educated on certain things that are out there in the world right now. So, at the end, it was pretty okay. I can't say I did cry afterwards because I was happy that it was over, but at the same time I was just like, oh my gosh, it was just crazy that I had to do that. That was the first time. So it was an icebreaker. So it was fun. And then after that I just ate lots of food like I always do.
And furthermore, it's very intriguing because you get a chance to share your political views on stage but in a private interview format. So it's really cool to be able, you don't have to be in an evening gown like some of these other pageant systems have you doing. You can just be in a business attire with your heels on, and you are sitting down and you're able to, you know, talk about your political views, and they're just asking you questions, and you're just pretty much talking to them, talking to the judges. And also you get to hear the other girls' point of views as well. But you did really good. I can definitely say, because I watched, you did amazing on stage. You didn't have nothing to worry about.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to take another sponsorship break. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Radio Pick Just For You, for always sponsoring and supporting Crown Talk with Burgundy. Well, our next question comes from Maryville, Tennessee. They've asked, what is your future ambition and how can I get involved into pageants and modeling?
My future ambition would definitely be to become a professional dancer with companies like Alvin Ailey, Parsons Dance Company, which majority are in New York City. But I don't want to stay in New York City. I would like to go to California, and also I want to perform with cruise lines and travel overseas and just, you know, be adventurous. And then when my professional career is over, I would like to become an athletic therapist, an on-call athletic therapist. But I want to start off in Orlando because Disney's there, Disney World is there, and I can, if I wanted to, like if I wanted to perform with them at some point, I could. And then if I stop, I could be their therapist if I'm like very well trained. And then I could also travel. I, you know, as a dancer right now, I'm always in physical therapy, and I've learned a lot about my body, especially since taking anatomy last semester in college. So what else could you do as a backup plan but do more with the body and make sure no one else gets injured like all of the other dancers out here? So yeah, I would definitely want to be a professional dancer and then an athletic therapist.
And how can, and they've also asked, how can I get involved into pageants and modeling?
Basically, some of them is through word of mouth and also through social media. So with Our Little Miss, like Burgundy mentioned, the website, they are still actually taking in more contestants right now for Worlds in July, which is a week-long pageant. So you can actually go onto their website and you can read every single thing that they're offering for it right now, and you can apply to do the pageant. And if you can't do it right now, they will be starting their beauty prelims and state. They'll be starting that in the fall. So it's you definitely have to make sure you – honestly, I Googled majority of the pageants I do. I just say local pageants and – Florida, local pageants in New York, wherever I am. So you can definitely just, you can get involved whenever. And I would say start off with a small pageant before going to a big pageant so you can know what you're getting into and so you're more prepared. And then once you see majority of the competition, then you can probably get an interview coach or anybody who would help you with the pageants. And your wardrobe, of course. So you can also do that. And then as far as modeling, same thing. You could do local modeling castings or modeling websites that are accepting people now. And majority of malls, like going to shopping malls, they have a lot of modeling people at the malls. So just go to the mall and you could go to, like, the help desk. Like, I know down here we have Sessions Modeling, and they're really good. So you just have to, honestly, it's through word of mouth, and it's also just looking up on social media. It's there every day.
And I'm going to fall back on the first question that they asked about your future ambition. And I wanted to know, have you ever thought about going to Debbie Allen's Dance Academy and maybe auditioning as an instructor or as one of her students? That would be a wonderful opportunity. I feel that you'd be phenomenal for.
I definitely wanted to go there for so long. I love Debbie Allen. My friend, actually, my best friend, she got to perform with Mariah Carey for, like, a Disney Christmas special. And
oh,
the choreographer was Debbie Allen. And I was so, like, shocked. And, like, she called me and I, like, I got to, like, oh, it was just an amazing experience. And I would say, like, I had the chance, if I was in that area and I found her studio, I would definitely take a class, and hopefully she will see something in me and just, you know, give me encouraging words or something. She is an idol. She's amazing. I would love to be with her.
Me too, girl. Goals right there. And then also I would like to also go back and talk about the second portion of their question. If you're listening to the individual who sent this, you can always go to Pageant Planet as well. They have a lot of outlets on there that you just type it in and automatically shows you where you're located. It shows the different systems that are there and different local pageants that you can participate in, or national pageants or state. And then also you can visit pageantcenter.com, and they have a lot of systems putting all their information on their website. So I would definitely recommend them too. And if you just don't want to go on there and figure out anything, you can always contact Crown Talk with Burgundy at gmail.com or visit our website. And you can just email us or fill out a form on our website, and we can help you out in so many ways. We always love helping out everybody, and whether it's modeling or whether it's for pageants or whether it's even for acts. So it's whatever your heart desires. Well, Taylor, our next question comes from Louisville, Kentucky. They've asked, who has impacted you in your life and why?
Oh, I think I actually answered this in the beginning of the segment, but Missy Copeland definitely impacted my life. Since she was injured before, while she was like on her peak with Dance with American Ballet Theater, she injured herself after doing Firebird, and she didn't tell anyone because she knew something was going to happen if she would have told them. Like, she wouldn't have had this big break in her career. So she definitely impacted my life because she taught me to just keep going. Like, with an injury, you just need to, you know, have your therapy, but keep moving forward in life and make sure you have that goal, because she sets a new goal every single day. Like, last year she just got married, like, and she's still dancing with American Ballet Theater. She just became a principal, and it's just amazing. She keeps reaching for her goals, and I think she's finding more and more every day, which is amazing. So definitely Missy Copeland.
Yes, and one of the amazing things about her is she was one of the first African-American female principal dancers with the prestigious American Ballet Theater. That is amazing, and that's so many barriers for our younger generation that's coming up, to show them that they can set their mind to anything that their heart desires, and they can go for that goal, and they can achieve it. So I think that's phenomenal that she did that, and she keeps going. She hasn't let anything stand in her way, so I can definitely see why she is your role model. She is she's your girl.
Yes.
Well, we're going to take another sponsorship break. I'd like to thank Kappa Nu Pi Society. Thank you so much for your quintessential sponsorship. And remember, if you want to join Kappa Nu Pi, you can visit our website at www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wixsite.com/crowntalk. And you can sign up today. Well, we only have a few more questions, Taylor, for you. And your next question is something that every pageant girl either dreads getting an interview or they're excited to get an interview. If you had 3 wishes in the world, what would they be and why?
Okay. The first wish would definitely be to win the lottery and give it all to my mom so she won't have to teach anymore and just be able to sit home and relax, and then, of course, take care of me whenever she needs to. And just live her life, basically. The second wish would be to probably win the lottery again, to give all of that to many charities that it will take to spend all the money for, you know, like Ronald McDonald House and the Schultz-Bacher Center. I would definitely give it all to them. And then, my third wish, I got to say it, to win the lottery again, but but this time it would be to pay off all of my schooling. It is on my bucket list because I would need all the lottery money to pay off all of my schooling so I can finish with my bachelor in dance, my master's in athletic therapy, and then also my doctorate in biology. Like, that's a lot of schooling, and I think that the lottery would be able to take care of that. So all three of my wishes would deal with lottery, but going to three different causes.
Well, I think you have very clever and impressive wishes.
Thank you.
You're getting money, and but they're going through three different things. So you really thought this out. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And tell Miss Juliet if she wants to add me in there too.
She has you. You're her other daughter. You know that. You know your family.
Well, thank you so much, Taylor, for sharing your time with our audience and I on the show this evening. I really enjoyed chatting with you. Congratulations on all of your success this year, and good luck at World as you give up your title. But I want to tell you a few little things. Remember to cherish every moment while you're at World's official and soak in all the sun with all your queen sisters, the contestants, the staff, and just everybody. And post lots of pictures so I can like.
I will. You know, you'll probably have to check my mom's film that whole week. She'll have everything.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I really enjoyed learning so much about you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you again, Taylor, for coming on the show. She is my sister queen, and I love what she stands for and all her passion with dance and her community service, and she is a wonderful role model. If you would like to learn more about Taylor, you can visit her social media sites. Her Instagram is at Taylor Deja, TaylorDasia, or her Facebook page, Taylor Baines, TaylorBaines. In addition, you may also visit www.ourlittlemiss.com to learn more about the Our Little Miss Scholarship Competition. Remember to visit our social media sites to see all the opportunities we offer, breaking news that is happening in the pageant marketplace and in the modeling industry. Our Facebook page, Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine. Our Facebook page, well, my Facebook page, Burgundy Mallory. Twitter account, Crown Talk with BY. YouTube, Crown Talk with a space in Burgundy. And remember, Burgundy is spelled BYRGUNDY. Instagram, Crown Talk with BYRGUNDY. Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY. And Periscope, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Remember, you're never too young to be a role model.